Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. You know, I'm listening to Ashley do the weather and the traffic together while AJ's out. I'm thinking, why don't we just do this all the time?
Just killing it.
Thanks.
Then I thought, well, no, then we wouldn't have a flubble montage. Because some of the best AJ flubbles come from him trying to get through the weather, especially when it's one of those days where all hell's going to break loose.
It's like you knew how I started this one.
Really? It's time now for the flubble montage.
Tonight, you have cloudy, possible isolated snow showers, a little bit mid-30s, excuse me. Snow starts at midnight, sunshine, cold, low 30s, 5 North Haven, your clothes and delays brought to you by Rick's Main Roofing in Norwalk.
Did you leave your brain in the car?
Yes, I did. Actually, I wasn't wearing my glasses. I'm like, where the hell did the thing go?
That next break, you want to go down and get your brain?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely, yes.
We could use you.
And in Trumbull, an accident on the parkway. Excuse me, parkway northbound. Approaching exit 48.
Careful.
What a disaster. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The Positive Coaching Alliance can help. Coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Very difficult. Visit pcadevzone.org.
Is there a wrestling match going on there?
No, I ate a granola bar and the crumb got like
AJ News.
All right, well, that was one implosion, and then there were two other implosions over the weekend.
Yes.
All right, AJ, so you and I have a disagreement on this game.
Right.
You want to put some money or something down on this?
I have no money.
Nominees for the Rock Hall of Fame 2020.
Wait a second. Wait.
Here are the people, the artists that are experiencing their first nominee. Can you hear me fighting my way through the easiest sentence?
Wait a second.
You're killing it.
Yeah. Another ridiculous item on this list of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022.
I don't know. I got it.
See you tomorrow at 6:20 and 9:20.
2020 who?
2022.
360 special edition smart bed plus special financing ends Monday. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. And I'm not drunk. Thank you.
So fruits and vegetables as a dollar each. So you go in the produce section. It should be like the dollar menu.
Right.
Doesn't this make sense?
Right.
Final thoughts, AJ?
February already tomorrow.
February already tomorrow.
Yep.
That was fast.
He did.
What was that?
He was.
Steak, chicken, steak and chicken.
Like one inside the other, even.
A shake sandwich. I just invented a new food.
Yes.
There's the shrimpalo and the shake sandwich.
I'll take a shake over here, please.
It's chicken and steak combined. It's a shake sandwich. Wow. AJ, get back here. I have to talk more.
Such a good friend. You knew AJ was going to be out, so you're like, I got this.
I cover for you. So what happened to you?
Well, I was looking for something new to cook, and I'm scrolling through Instagram, and the algorithm is sending me all these different recipes, and I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to try to make gnocchi for the first time.
Oh, gnocchi.
I love gnocchi.
Yeah. Why not?
Sounds like something you'd say if you were hitting the head with a ball.
Gnocchi.
You okay? Gnocchi.
So this like pleasant British woman is explaining the whole process, and I'm like,
who the hell sits around their kitchen and says, I want to try something new today?
Nobody I know.
Who the hell takes gnocchi advice from a British woman and not an Italian woman?
Well, she's explaining how to do it, and I'm like, oh, this is so less complicated than I thought it would be.
So do you have the video that you were watching?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's find that.
Gnocchi. Never been a big fan of sweet potato, but these gnocchis were so delicious I had it two nights in a row.
Is this how you spend your evenings?
This isn't real.
No, like, you know, when I wake up, you go through Instagram.
Like, we're doing stuff.
Yeah!
This is what the algorithm sends me. I'm like, I'm gonna try to make this. Gnocchi. This looks awesome.
Wow.
What to do is bake your sweet potato in some olive oil and salt. Once soft, scoop it out of the skin.
Why is she talking like that?
I also don't think this is her real accent. I think this whole account is fake now, and I hate
it. Sounds like someone slipped her some sleeping meds.
Yeah. I'm so mad at whoever this
She's
person
like
is.
She's like half an hour in and like, why am I so tired?
She'd be listening to an Italian woman.
So it's like a 30-second video. I'm like, oh, this is so easy. You bake the potato, you put it in, you add flour and egg, you mix it together, and then you boil it and bake it.
Oh,
like,
that sounds easy.
Yes.
No, you know what's easy?
It does not.
You say, what restaurant do you think makes the best gnocchi around here?
I like Uber Eats.
Let's go out and get gnocchi. Who wants to get gnocchi?
And transfer it onto your work surface with some more flour and knead. Roll it into a thick rope and cut it into these little cute pillows.
This music sounds like it would be playing in the Titanic.
Right.
Like in some quiet section, just as the ship is going down, you're hearing the boat creak.
Somebody check on that woman.
You open a door, like, is anyone in here? And there's some lady making gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
It's like, okay, lady, you're on your own. Gnocchi. I'm out of here.
Cut into cute little gnocchi. Pillows.
Phil, my mom just texted, watch the Italian channel.
Thank you.
I try a whole bunch of different recipes. I get tired of cooking the same stuff over and over again. So I was like, all right, I don't really like sweet potatoes either. I like gnocchi. She's making them. They look awesome. I'm going to try these.
I'm impressed.
Wow.
3.5 hours later, it's 9:50, and I've like thrown half the stuff in my kitchen against the wall already.
And you have to be up in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Sounds relaxing.
No, that's Uber Eats, Phil. DoorDash.
Can I hear a little bit more of her?
Flow and blanch them in some ice cold water. Fry the gnocchis in some olive oil. I use rosemary on the first night.
I picture Phil busting the door down now and hitting her with a frying pan. I lost my night over you. Pong.
This was the part where
I got mad.
And she
says, gnocchi. Boom.
This is the part where I got really mad.
That's what she said when she woke up.
She fries them in a pan. So I'm like, okay, that looks awesome. You get like a little crunchy part. And then like the whole thing with gnocchis are supposed to be so delicate, right? So I cook it. I finally get to the point where like, all right, the dough's done 3.5 hours later. Now I'm making it. Like now I get like, there's no way I'm going to sleep without eating this friggin' gnocchi now. Like we're eating it. So I put it in the pan. I'm frying it. I'm doing it up. I put it onto the plate and I just hear like, I'm like, that's not how a gnocchi's supposed to sound on a plate.
Is it frozen?
No, because she fries it and I'm convinced it looked better in the Instagram video. Like she doesn't actually eat, like you don't see her eat it. Like, oh, it's so good. It's like, it just looked good in the video to have like a little char on it. It was like cement blocks. I was like, I'm going to punt this into the backyard. Like, I can't even believe how much time I just wasted of my life.
Your future bride's on the phone. Hello.
Aww.
Sorry.
Hello.
Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
Sounds like that was a fun night for you.
Well, what started off as being something really, really sweet, you know, he wanted to cook me dinner, turned into me like laying on the couch for 3.5 hours. And
contemplating your life choices.
Also getting like my chest clawed because every time Phil got frustrated, he would slam something on the counter and the cat that was on me would freak out. And launch himself into the air. And then basically when he finished cooking... He threw the plate at me with the gnocchi and was like, these are disgusting.
You're welcome. Eat these.
They're not even good.
They're
not
gross.
Even good. It's not even worth it.
Okay. Can't wait to try them.
Like, what is happening? And he's being very hard on himself. Yes, they took a long time, but they ended up being very, very good.
You can't fry them. Frying is the wrong move.
I could have told you that, Phil.
It sounds amazing, honestly.
I'm not seeing
a problem. Fried gnocchi sounds good.
Stage one by far.
That's why you don't go to an English woman for Italian food.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They looked perfect. I'm like, she knows what's up. I'm trying
She's
this.
She's British.
Fry gnocchi.
And like, you know what? Phil made a good point. It's on him because he went solely on this video. There's no measurements. There's
None.
No recipe.
None.
I'm like, you got to at least look up something to go along with the video.
Right. I didn't supplement with like another recipe. So I, you know, I take a nap in the afternoon. Amanda comes home. She's like, I'm so hungry. Can we eat soon? I'm like, yes, I have a treat for you. And then 3.5 hours goes by where she's just eating like lightly salted cashews on the couch. Like,
she's eating a lampshade.
Anything.
All right. What did we learn, Phil?
Well, now I know how to do it. So I did get to the point where I was like, I would make these again.
Oh, really?
Now that I know what's up. But this lady sucks. I hate her. Instagram
Can you get her on the show? Ashley?
Sure.
Yeah.
Send it over.
Let's book her.
Nyok nyok on Instagram. No, that's for real.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
No, you're lying.
Nyok nyok. Why did you choose this,
Phil? Why didn't you start with that?
That's, you know what that is? That's G-N-O-C-H. Three Stooges. Nyok nyok nyok.
Yeah. But I would have picked her.
She's...
If it's in her name.
It's got to be a joke site.
Phil, if it's in her name, I understand. I would have picked her. Like, if mine was Crab Rangoon Lover, I understand.
Well, so here's her most recent one. Let's see.
Congratulations. You found yourself on Pasta with a Twist. And for episode two,
why does she talk like that?
I don't know. I'm convinced it's
fake. Is she tired?
I'm convinced she's like some Los Angeles
actress. Her name is Nyok Nyok.
It sounds like it should be on OnlyFans. This doesn't sound like cooking.
I'm not going to Nyok Nyok for food advice.
She's Nyok Nyok.
Thinly slice your onions, melt a knob of butter in the pan, add in your onions and a little bit of olive oil. You want to cook this for about 15 minutes on medium-high heat. Add in your minced garlic.
Can you imagine her in a busy kitchen? The customers would be coming in there and murdering her.
Right.
And then we'll take
the have to get in line because I'm first.
I think she took some NyQuil for that video. I don't know what's going on.
72 orders waiting!
Knock,
and
knock.
And then you take
takes her
pan.
Time.
Okay.
I found her account on Instagram. And I know she's not legit and has no knowledge of Italian food because she made a super soup that is bright, bright green. No Italian food is that color.
Go off.
Like
said
neon.
That's Italian food. That's a whole different dish.
Well, then why is she cooking gnocchi?
Which she's
don't
not
trust
allowed
her.
To cook gnocchi.
Her name is Nyok Nyok.
Nyok Nyok.
Her name is Nyok Nyok.
Nyok Nyok.
It's starting to sound good to me. I don't know. Nyok Nyok.
Nyok, nyok.
Who's there?
Fried gnocchi.
I just don't understand.
Let's set up
argument.
That site. Like, how many people do you think will follow someone named Nyok Nyok?
I don't even follow her. That's the thing. The algorithm is
liar.
Just like, I don't like this. I don't.
She's got almost 45,000 followers.
Wow.
See, it's her voice, I'm telling you. She's doing something else.
She also follows Michael B. Jordan.
Who doesn't?
You know, it would be hysterical is the like a camera of Phil in a kitchen and a montage of him just like throwing things.
Yes. Yes. Trying to make this knock knock.
Bowls, forks into bowls. Yep.
There, this is horrible.
Bowls and forks.
I did. I put the plate down. I go, here you go. This is just awful. And I walked away.
That's hilarious.
Fantastic. All right. So what are you making for Amanda tonight?
Not this. It's definitely not going to be gnocchi. Is it going to take a little break from that? I think we're making cauliflower soup tonight.
Whoa. Yeah. It sounds like...
You don't have any restaurants in Southington?
It sounds like IBS, Phil. I don't know.
Yeah, we do not have that conversation at my house. What do you want to make? I don't know. A phone call?
Yeah.
I like cooking. Fathom spending... 3.5 hours during a weeknight.
No.
Cooking.
This
like,
was my problem.
So you guys
so
get
much
up
to
so
do.
Early.
It's work.
There's
no,
so
she's
much
right.
to do.
It's
like,
work.
If I try a new thing, it's always on the weekend, and I don't know why. I'm like, this is not going to take like more than an hour. Yeah.
No
like,
way.
I could do an hour.
It's not even just that, though. It's the dishes that come with it. I can't.
Everything.
It's too much. I do it sometimes, but DoorDash is better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you sit down at a restaurant. And they bring stuff to you.
I know, but then I have to put on pants, Jack.
You don't have to clean things. That is a problem.
Come on.
That is a problem. Dumbass Criminal Week concludes with Captain Mike from the Waterbury Police Department. Good morning, Captain Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. And thank you for what you do.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Headline number one, dollar store shoplifter.
Yeah, you can't make some of this stuff up. So this one actually just happened this week. So,
hot off the presses.
Yes. So a female shoplifter walked into one of our Dollar Generals, walked through the store, started stealing items, hand lotions, all that kind of
How many items do you have to steal in a dollar store for it to register as a crime?
Yeah, right.
Right.
So wow. she actually makes her way to the end of the aisles there to pass the cash register. She goes to the door to walk out. No mask, no nothing. Clerk tries to stop her. She pulls a knife out, threatens the clerk.
Was this a dollar store clerk knife?
Right.
Right. So it was plastic.
I bet against it.
Right. Hopefully it won't be too bad. So the clerk does the right thing, lets the woman flee the store. You know, so about 2 hours later, the same woman walks back into the store, now approaches the same clerk, and she tries to return those same items that she stole to get a refund to get money. Obviously, that didn't go too well for her. The wow. Dollar General folks called right away, and our patrol guys responded up there and were able to arrest her almost immediately. So I don't know if she couldn't get rid of the item somewhere else like she had planned and decided to go back in the store and try to return them. I don't know if it was the no receipt or what got her, but she was quickly arrested.
They won't remember me. People pull knives all the time in there.
Yeah. That's nuts.
Wow. No mask. And she returns.
No
mask.
Yeah.
I got these items.
Right. Some people make it so easy for us, you know?
Right. Right. It would have been easier for her.
We'll take the help
we
can get.
Yeah. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Next story. Bank robberies and store robberies.
This is another good one. So we had two store robberies. One was a video game store in a city. Got great video at both robberies. You know, couldn't identify who the guy was. A couple days later, one of our banks got hit. Same guy, definitely same build.
That's serious, right? When a bank gets robbed,
you have to call the FBI for that. Yeah, they get involved and in notified of all bank robberies. So. You know, obviously worrisome. You know, the guy up his game from robbing stores.
Who takes the lead on the investigation of a bank robbery?
So
the Waterbury Police or the FBI?
Yeah, we still do for all our bank robberies. Absolutely. So the odd thing was these three robberies happen, right? And then we go days, almost maybe 2 weeks with nothing. So I'm thinking, gee, it's kind of odd. No other towns got hit. So one of the detectives working on it checks our Crime Stopper phone one morning, and there's a message there. And all I could do was see him laughing. He says, geez, he goes, the guy just called, left a message, said, hey, I know you guys are on to me, leaves his name, leaves his phone number. He says, listen, I've been tied up. I'm in the hospital right now. So I'm not around. If you need me, you could come to the hospital and, grab me if you want. So we start looking up some info, looking up his picture. And sure enough, that was our bank robber and our robber. So he was kind enough to tell on himself. So, again,
were you guys on to him?
Not even the slightest bit. So, dumb criminals or job security, whatever you want to call it. And it works for either way for us, you know?
I know they're going to catch me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might as well just turn myself in.
I'll give you a shortcut.
Yeah. Well, he thought we were on to him. We definitely were nowhere near close, but we'll take the help.
So when he robbed the bank, did he rob it with a weapon or with a note?
No, so he did a note, but again, still, you know, troublesome to the folks there at the bank. So, it was great. Listen, again, anyway, the tips will come in, whether you want to tell on yourself or someone else calls on you. We'll take both.
How much money did he get away with?
You know, usually they get a couple hundred hours for, most of them. They're not the big scores, you would think.
The teller sticks some money in the bag just to get them
That's it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'd love to do is, if you're a bank teller, now you can't do this because you don't know how serious the threat is. But if someone passes you a note, it's like, this is a stick up, put the money in it. I'd love to just write a note. F you, and then put it back.
God.
Just say,
Well, we love when they get the GPS packs, and we kind of can follow the robber around afterwards.
Yep.
That's interesting, too. I kind of like those better than the dye packs, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, it's more fun. Where'd they go? Yeah. Right after robbing a bank. Fast food place, somewhere to eat.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. We had one where the guy did that exact thing. He robbed the bank. He went to the next town over. He drove through a drive-thru. went to pay for the food in the drive-thru, obviously saw the GPS pack, and he threw it out. We literally found it right next to the microphone when you call in your order. He had realized right then that I better get rid of this, pay for my food, and beat feet. Unbelievable.
The notes have to be hysterical, too, right? Like, that's what I would want to be that wise-ass teller. Hey, I'm sorry, I don't understand your handwriting.
Right. Or just tell them, no, that's not a deposit slip. You got to go back over to the counter and get a deposit slip. We can't accept that.
This is not an official withdrawal slip, sir.
I only accept notes when they're in cursive handwriting.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're in the wrong line for withdrawals. You got to be over there at that window.
I'm sorry. I don't understand this note. This is a rubbery. What is that?
Right. Frustrate them enough where they just leave.
Yeah. Just like, all right, I'm out of here.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Next story. Burglar who broke into two restaurants.
Yeah, this is a good one, too. So, these criminals have to realize there's a video everywhere. You can't go out and get your mail out of your mailbox without being on somebody's Ring camera or video, let alone in these stores. So, we had two restaurants get broken into back-to-back nights, get some great video, and the burglars wearing this distinct clothes, bright shirt, crazy logo on the front, ripped pants. He had these specific sneakers on. So we have them on video on both. One of our detectives who's really awesome at this investigating burglaries recognized the guy right away and says, listen, I know he hangs over on the specific street corner in Waterbury. They go over there, apprehend them within, no time. So we have maybe, a couple weeks of a little lull, nothing, no commercial burglaries. Next thing you know, we have a bagel shop broken into. And, took a little bit for the owner to get there so we could access the video. So the detective comes back into the detective bureau. He's got the video on a thumb drive. He goes, you guys are never going to believe this. Puts the video in and we watch it. It's the same burglar in the same exact outfit. So he got locked up, did whatever, came back, put the same clothes on, everything down to the shoes and everything. So I said, listen, well, this can't happen, but let's go back to the same street corner, see if we can grab him. Sure enough, he's in the same spot as he was a couple weeks earlier, gets arrested again.
He's a routine person.
Yeah.
He is.
Creature of habit.
He is.
Yeah, it works for me,
Yeah, we'll take those too. Again, make sure there's no shortage of these, that's for sure, Chad.
Well, that makes it easy for you, and that's good.
Yes.
You could use some easy ones.
Yes. Yes, it balances out the ones that are quite difficult.
Yeah, you know what? If he did it a third time, I think you'd pull up in the car and he would just get in. Just, my ride's here. I gotta go.
Right. Or just walk himself back into lockup. Right. Either or.
Take the key, lock the gate.
Right.
Captain Mike Ponzillo, Waterbury Police, thank you very much. Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on. What's the Goji's in for AJ? We were just talking about AJ in the break.
God in heaven.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, he had to leave here during the show Monday. He was in so much pain. He would have just stayed here, Scott. He wouldn't have left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, all of us.
He's crazy.
The tribe's calling in. Jennifer is calling in. All of us are like, get out. You need to go. He goes, and they have they give him emergency surgery that night.
It's nuts.
And he just got out of the hospital last night. So he's home now.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, he's nuts.
Right.
Gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is nuts.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is nuts.
He tries too hard to please people. And he thinks that he would disappoint people if he wasn't here. And it is true.
I get it.
But if he makes himself worse.
Yeah.
He can't be here. So he doesn't do the math on, well, the big picture is if I'm off for a few days.
That's how I am. I get it.
Yeah.
People pleasing is first.
Yeah.
It's too horrible.
Too much.
It's horrible.
Unbelievable. Did you get back together in the break with your girlfriend?
Yeah, we're together now. We're expecting in 9 months. She's going to carry it.
Oh, God, thank goodness.
I know. Thank God.
It's very difficult, when you connect with somebody on so many levels, but then there's that one thing you're like, this is where this one's going to be tough.
The worst.
Yeah.
This music makes me happy.
I should love this.
Makes me want to throw up.
Hysterical. I love it. What a forecast.
Yeah, so you've been on television a lot over the last couple of weeks.
A lot.
I watched you all day Saturday.
Nobody wants to see me that much.
No, we do.
I do.
Yeah. I turned it off as soon as you went off. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you.
I was like, I was hanging out with Scott.
Picture on. Wasn't that fun?
Yes. Lady Catechist awesome. Made it.
That's right.
Lady Catechist wow. made the news.
Yes.
It was that was fun. I love getting pictures like that.
No, you guys did a great job, but I just thought, wow, this guy's... I know it's not... Like, my family had real jobs. Like, they worked. When my dad came home, I was like, wow, that dude worked.
Right.
So I know we're not really working, but, like, when you're on all day... Because I'm watching, I'm like, wow, he's on all week, and now he's on all day.
It's a lot.
All day. All day.
You were basically the newscast.
Off, you're still on.
Yeah, that's awful.
It is a new kind of anxiety, though, when you give a weather report and Scott's on the phone. I've never done that before.
You killed it.
Getting judged by the pro.
You killed it.
You're nailing it.
Thanks, Scott.
Just read what I wrote for you.
That's exactly what I did.
Exactly. Perfect.
We were talking during the commercials. This is something we don't think about. So Scott wakes up on Monday, and you know he's coming off this week where we're talking about the storm all week long, and I'm on all day Saturday.
Right.
Right? And then he gets off, and he wakes up Monday. He's like, oh, here comes another storm. So now he has to, everyone's like, what's the storm, Scott? What's going to happen?
I'm like,
Man. That's exhausting. You need some Xanax.
You are the only person on a newscast that's telling the future. Everyone else is telling you, hey, this is what happened already. It's pretty easy to get that right.
Right.
It's still hard.
Oh, my gosh.
You come on. You should have like one of those, what are those hats, those like Swami hats?
And a crystal ball.
Exactly. Right. Yes. With candles. Let's see. Like, the future I see.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
And a blanket.
It is.
Like Karnak. Like Karnak the magician.
Yes.
Yeah, you should be so on. People don't even realize it. It's so exhausting.
But they're stressed.
It's exhausting.
If you get it wrong, you're like, I hope it happens. Well, no, if
that's
it doesn't
different...
happen, I'm going to have to. I can't even go to the supermarket.
Oh, I could never. I could never.
I almost didn't want to go to the other day.
Really?
People are going to hound me.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
I got to jump off because I got to do some TV.
Okay. All right. And all right. So everything that you've been saying, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Take a breath. Right. Get some good sleep this weekend.
Bye, Scott.
Yes. Bye, all Scott. Right.
Good luck.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Take
Thank
care.
You. Scott Haney, Channel 3. Man, that guy is a workhorse.
No
That's
kidding.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so much.
Mm.
After I do a stand-up set, I don't want to talk to anyone. Everyone wants to go out after, and I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
I got to shut this all down.
Yeah,
now.
That was a lot. I got to get out of here. I give you guys a lot of credit. You're just on every day.
This feels different, though, because we're not really trying to do anything important.
I know. But you know people are listening.
Some of us try and fail.
Let's get a weather report from 1932 England. Can we go back in time?
Oh, I think so.
Warning weather. Winter weather advisory today in effect from 10 a.m. to 7 in the evening. Mild early, then temperatures quickly drop to the 20s around 10 a.m. with freezing rain, I say.
Freezing rain.
I say.
Freezing.
What was happening in your brain?
Freezing rain, I say.
Thank you, 1932 England.
You're welcome.
AJ sprung from the hospital last night.
Yay!
Finally.
Well, he's a doctor's note away from coming back. I said, look, the doctor might say you're okay based on the things that he knows, but if you don't feel right on Sunday, don't come in Monday.
Take your time, man.
This is the time. You don't want to slide back again.
No.
No.
Alyssa, are you available Monday if AJ doesn't feel good on Sunday?
Always.
I love her.
Always. I will always be here.
I think they really like you, too. Didn't they... They signed you up for like paperwork and stuff.
Yeah, they were talking to me about it yesterday. They need new voices and stuff.
New voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you guys. It's because of you guys, so thank you.
Well,
I mean,
we let you in.
You did.
But you have to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'll never take credit.
Yeah. You suck. We don't like you.
How dare you?
I know you heard Ashley do the weather forecast, and I know it seems fine out there now. It probably is, but it's going to change quickly. And when it does, it's going to get dangerous. So just keep in the back of your mind that the road that looks wet might not be wet, and just kind of proceed like that. Let's go to Oz now. We have a weather forecast from Oz.
Any warning weather. Winter weather advisory today in effect from 10 a.m. to 7 in the evening. Mild early, then temperatures quickly drop to the 20s around 10 a.m. with freezing rain, I say.
Cute little munchkins.
I love that.
Ah, all right. That's the Olympic amazing. Opening ceremony is still on. Remember, we were talking about this when?
It sounds exhausting.
I guess 7 o'clock? 2 hours later? Wow.
Sounds exhausting.
The That's Olympic tough. Flag is going up.
That's tough.
Can you imagine?
No.
Coming up, the Olympic flame. And what the
You're not even
Finally!
Done!
Finally!
Have they done anything?
They rose 2 flags.
Wow. That whole time.
There was some kind of
that's
laser
too
show.
Too much time.
All of the athletes walked by, so they did do the parade of athletes. I'm sure that took a long time.
It's my favorite part.
Yeah, I bet they announced everybody's name, too. I'm sure that's most of the 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
That's tough.
So this is the largest Olympic field of athletes, I think, ever.
They mentioned their names? Or really?
Country name and sport, I believe.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to sit through. Hope those chairs are comfortable.
I could never. My leg would be.
No.
I could never.
I get to. There's always a point in a concert where I'm like.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm ready.
I think I'm ready.
Me too. I'm
then
like that
leave,
everywhere
I'm like,
I go.
All right. I'm back in.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
I'm like that everywhere though. I really am.
When you're on stage, do you I think I'm ready to go.
Yep. I'm like, okay. And then I get, and I'm like, all right, I got to get in my car right now. Literally. Always. And nobody knows that about me because they just think I'm always want to be on. I'm like, no, I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
When you feel like you're hitting it and you have the crowd, you want to stay longer?
Oh, yeah. It's, there's no feeling like that.
Yeah. That because that's.
That is.
That's what the, all the work, all the rejection,
right.
all the sucking.
Yes.
Is just to get to that moment.
It's the only reason I do it. Like, even when I feel like, what am I doing? I'm like, that moment.
That's it.
That moment. And thank God for that moment.
And then, of course, as soon as that happens, you see a flashlight.
Yep. And I was like,
wrap
okay,
it up.
That's
like,
the
no!
light. That's the light. Yeah, that's my headlining.
You're not big enough to pull me off here.
Right. No.
They love me. You could hear it.
Just use that cane from the side of the stage.
You're going to have to drag me off, flashlight man.
Right? Yeah. That's a thing.
You ever go too long when there was a big headliner behind you?
I have, but it's only if they give me permission.
Oh.
Like, so like Vinny tells me what he needs to tell me, and then the headliner, like Michael Rapaport, he was like, don't do 5. He was like, do 12. I want you to get the crowd nice and ready for me. So I just went on, and Vinny was like, what was that? And Michael was like, I told her to do it. And it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, he could have been so mean. He could have been like, yeah, I don't know. Sit back here waiting.
Right.
Yeah. What the hell?
Thank God. No. He saw.
Oh, that'd be a funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Go on, do 12.
That would be horrible.
And then, like, at 6 minutes, he comes out, like, no. Behind you, like,
right?
What's going on?
I told her to get off.
The first 10 minutes of his set is like, yeah, I don't know what's going on up there. I had all this material. I can't do any of it now.
Oh my God, I could never. No, he saw the fear in my eyes when Vinny was talking to me. He saw it and he heard it. Nope.
5 minutes doesn't seem like a lot of time to do on a stage, but when you're there in the moment, it's forever.
It's crazy when I started how long 5 minutes started. And now when I'm offered 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my God.
It was nothing.
I'm like, but I can't. What am I going to end with? Like, it's not. So I do 12 every night at the Stress Factory. And then, like, Caroline's, I'll get to do 15. And then my headline, I get to do an hour. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, I have a set for each little time thingy.
I just did a podcast with Norm Pattis for his podcast.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him.
Yeah.
And now I normally talk to people for 15 minutes, break, 15 minutes. So
right.
I can reset myself.
Yeah.
And I have topics. And.
And you have to
in
look
my
over.
Mind,
yeah.
I need to follow things in a straight line.
Yep.
This, we were out there for an hour.
Yeah.
About 40 minutes in, I'm like, oh, I want to do this more because I want to get practice because I was not good.
I'm it's like, tough. Oh,
I need those little breaks to kind of get my, you know, during the commercials, get my questions. But like, all right, where am I going here?
Yeah. I mean, I bring a set list up every time. I could never not have my little napkin with little words to tell me. Like, I do the set. I've been doing the set for probably like 6 months and I need that
Still
napkin.
Need it.
I just need to see it. I'll freak out if it's not there.
Right. It's your blanket.
Yeah. Everyone's brain blanks. Like, and the blanks on stage all the time. It's like my fear.
That half a second where you're thinking where I go next.
It's horrifying.
And everyone knows what you're doing. The whole room knows. Like, oh, they lost him.
It is horrible.
But that's also enough time to create anxiety, right? So then you worry that you don't know what you're doing and it throws off the whole rest of your set.
Exactly. I had to work for a long time to like figure out little things to say in between those things to just, you know, I swear, I say something, like just something to just keep them going.
Right.
And
no, it is.
Knock, knock.
I don't know if people realize how difficult it is.
Yeah, they don't.
First of all, you have to be ready for tremendous amount of rejection.
Yes.
And failure.
And you never know.
And like,
and it feels so personal because it's like, they just don't like me. It's just me they don't like.
Yes. And you never know. And sometimes I'll just be like, they weren't ready to laugh. I don't know why. Sometimes I'll be like, well, why did they come? Like, that's how I get sometimes. I try not to get bitter, but that is, if it's real bad, like on a Thursday, I'm like, well, what are we doing? And I like to say, this isn't a movie. Like, that's what I like to say. This isn't a movie. You got to react. I could see you. And that usually gets them, I try to act like I'm on their side.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. It's, ugh.
Oh, and they could turn fast.
They could turn fast. You just got to grab them.
Have you ever been heckled?
No. Everybody asked me that. Not heckled badly, like heckled like, take your top off, like stuff like that.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean?
That's surprising.
Yeah. Like,
it still happened.
Prove it. And like, I laugh it off.
Oh, what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anything.
Gay?
Yeah. Prove it. Anything like that. Keep going. And I just, I feed off of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything bad to me.
People do want to participate.
Yes.
There are some comedians who their set lends itself to that.
Yep.
And I don't think we're trained as an audience to come in and say, oh, this is where I could.
Right.
Like, I'll give this guy an opportunity to slam me and everyone will.
Right.
Like, people don't know which ones they can do it to. And there's some comedians who, hey, man, they've worked on this for a long time. Just, why don't you just have
and
a
they have
beer
security.
And relax.
Yeah. And they have security. Yeah. I have to kick people out sometimes. It all depends on the comedian. I have to listen to that signal.
But
and
it is lion taming. Like, you can't go out there and expect the audience to be pleasant.
No way.
You never know.
That's it. You don't know who you're fighting.
It's a live animal every night.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Even like asking for gigs to go to other like clubs, I always make sure to really look at who's playing because I'm.
Oh.
Audiences matter. They really do. And I don't want to travel to go and be like, this wasn't.
Oh.
They weren't.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They weren't ready.
Because we've talked about this with Jimmy Coplick in terms of bands, opening acts, matching.
Yeah.
The act.
It's a thing.
And Journey got booed off stage when they were opening for the Rolling Stones in Philadelphia.
Journey.
They were booed off
stage. That's nuts.
Now that wouldn't happen.
No. But,
okay. But back then, it was a little bit
two
more
different
like,
audiences.
I like the Stones. I don't like the, like, we're
right.
picky. Now we just like classic rock.
Yeah. You have to match something.
Have you turned down like a big headliner?
If I'm being asked, I don't turn it down.
Yeah,
ever.
You're just good
in
for
the
you.
Back of my head. I know this is not.
I don't care if I get my
right.
car cleaned.
I'm, like,
I'm going to be in front
right.
of this audience, and
exactly.
who knows? It might go great.
Who knows? It could be great. So I never say no if it's a big headliner. But there's always in the back of my mind, like, oh my god, this is going to be bad. We don't mesh. Like, you know, it's always like that.
Yeah. What is there a comedian that you think of that you're like, oh yeah, this wouldn't be good.
Oh, God.
Like Dice. Would that be a good match for you or not really?
I think so, because his opener and I are very alike. His opener is named Eleanor. And like where she's just like, she could be raunchy. She could not be. Like, I could turn it on. I could turn it off.
Gotcha. She was engaged to him at one point.
Isn't that insane?
Did we talk to her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
they go on the road. Yeah. So they're on the road together and they were engaged at one point. And they just see each other all the time. Like they're always in the hotel rooms together, like getting food. I'm like, you know, when I'm going through, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I can't even.
It's weird.
I'm just like, what's going on?
What audience do you think that you might not be a good match for?
It's so hard to say because, like, I love urban crowds. But, like, there's maybe a certain type. Like D.L. Hughley's going to be here this weekend. And he is
at
just
the stress factor.
Yeah. And he's so old school. And he's so like people want that comedy that I think if I went on stage, they'd be like, who is this? But like I opened for like Dion Cole and Craig Robinson.
Dion's
and those,
great.
He's great. And like those crowds just they get it.
Yeah.
They really get it. Like they're with the times, they understand. So there are, I'd say, like the old school. People are looking for a certain thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that.
Yeah. I think there are, there would be race barriers where like a group would see you come up and say, a young white girl.
There's the white girl from the door.
Doesn't know the life I've had.
No. And I always.
And so her jokes are I'm probably not going to.
Right. And they just. And that's when they pull back. Like they don't even like get
they're
me to.
Already.
Yes. They're already like pulling back. Oh. Right.
Do you even try at that part? Or do you walk up and be like, hey guys, remember Tamagotchis?
I have so. Like I go out there and I go, yeah, it's the white girl from the door. And like I just insult myself the whole time. So they have to like.
That's good. Then they warm
come
up to
me.
You.
Yeah, they have to. Like, oh,
I see what you're seeing. I know what's happening.
Like they'll be like, oh, she gets it.
Yeah.
She gets it. She's like this. And I'm like, yeah that's where we are. Yeah.
It really is a lion taming act. You never know what you're walking. I really have. Mm-hmm. The most respect for stand-up comedians more than any other performer.
Thank you.
Because the amount of rejection.
Yeah, it's
and,
a lot.
You know, this is what blows my mind. When you're in New York City at like a cellar or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're going up there, and like you're doing four bits a night, like you're driving around the
crazy.
City. And you're just bombing. And you get in the cab and you go.
And you got to go to another
reset.
One.
I'm going to do it again.
So yep. I don't know if I'm ready. For that life to me. What you just said, I think about it every single night. And I'm just like, that's
how you're going to get good.
I know.
I mean, you're already good. That's how you're going to get great.
Thank you. It just, and then like, you don't bomb and you kill and you think, and you're like, you can't even ride that high because you're like,
you're in
well,
a cab.
And then you go,
new
well,
audience.
I could bomb next.
Yep.
I could bomb next. Like I've had a show in Chicago. It was like an amazing, probably my favorite show I've ever done. And the next crowd was fine, but it took me off that high.
Yep.
And I was like, well, and so I feel like there's no time to celebrate. That's what I say to my mom all the time. Like, she's like, why can't we just be in the moment? And like, you did that. And I'm like, because the next one, you have no idea.
Yeah. I think people know if you have that level of confidence that you need. When you come up a little bit, like, ooh, I don't know if I can do this one.
Right.
I think the audience senses it.
Yeah, that's
and
why.
And you have to work that out quickly.
Yep. And I have, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. And I just go and I'm like, whatever.
I could tell when we're talking on the air and I'm not 100% behind what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, they know.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at you.
Right.
I'm looking at you through your radio.
I know.
You know.
It's a horrible feeling, isn't that? I hate that
well,
feeling.
Well, Alyssa has it bad because she actually has to look at the people she talks to.
I have to look at them.
Can you imagine?
We at least looking at each other.
I was looking right at them.
This is why you should do radio because, one, you can hang up on people.
I know. Okay? You're so good at it.
You get a heckler, it's like, bye-bye.
You're so good at it. I think I'd feel bad.
It's easy from being in a little box.
Yeah. I would definitely feel bad.
I mean, I have to look at AJ all day.
Don't brag, all right?
But you're doing work. Caroline's next week?
Caroline's this weekend, tomorrow.
This week? Oh,
is it this weekend?
I go there tomorrow,
is it tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Brad Williams.
What?
Holy crap.
Yeah, I just booked my hotel. I'm excited. I need it. I'm ready.
You know, right before you get off stage, you should tighten that mic stand.
I was going to say,
right? And just walk off.
You should see. So I have to go back up when he gets off and like close the
he's
show out.
He's a little
out.
Person,
always,
just in case you don't know.
He's little, so it's always down there. And I always like, they crack up, but I don't know if he thinks I'm making fun of him because I put up like really slowly. And I'm like, oh God, who do I give what they want?
He's such a kind person
nice.
To like easy to work with, right?
So easy. Before I ever worked with him, he reached out to me and was like, you're hosting for me tonight. I heard good things. And I'm like, nobody does that. Nobody.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nobody does that. They're just, you show up and you're there.
Yeah, those are the people.
Super nice.
Really. Yeah.
He seems to be a favorite even among comics. Like, they seem to really like him.
He seems very, he's very real. He's super real.
You'll have a great time this weekend.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
So my Top 5 is based on the show this week. You had a lot of hot topics, a lot of big takes. So here are my 5 takes based on Chaz and AJ from this week.
Okay.
So number 5, last week at this very time, And we're going to have to actually destroy that podcast because I believe I said we should kill AJ to get the ratings up. I believe that's a quote from me. I didn't mean it. I was kidding. And it's like I willed this to happen.
He does what he's told.
Right. I didn't intend to put a hex on him. And in real life, you know, this never works. Like, I want to win the lottery. I want to go work at K-Rock. But no.
Man,
no,
none of that happens,
right,
but this
I'm in
does.
A tiny house in terrible weather. But yet, somehow, I said, you know, AJ should die so the ratings go up and he gets sent to the hospital immediately. So, again, I'm very sorry. Please destroy that podcast.
Well, you wanted it, so you probably swallowed a matchbox.
Right. So he said, I'm going to eat a whole lot of peanuts in the shell and see if I can screw up my stomach.
This is, I mean, you just can't question his dedication. That's right. It.
Yeah. I think he just wanted to give me a chance, really.
Right, that's it. He was really a great audition. He was very helpful.
And he got no fives in his review.
Not one.
But
I
yet,
feel like we should bump something.
Now it should be changed.
And if you think about it, he keeps calling in from, like, his hospital bed or whatever. Like, he's really... So remind me next December. Remember, when you do dedication, please give AJ a five. Someone's got to remember that.
I'm writing it down.
Right,
it's up to you,
down.
Phil.
Number four, Tom Brady retires and doesn't thank any New England fans. Big story. Everyone seems to forget he's a space alien. He's more Scientology John Travolta than he is a guy you would have beers at the 99 with.
Brady?
Yeah. Oh, he's a weirdo. He's the king of the weirdos.
He really is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His whole life, everything.
Right. Every
routine is weird.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he doesn't eat nightshades. He's aging
only
backwards.
Half a banana. Only right. Half a banana.
It's so strange. He, like, goes to bed in a special chamber. I'm telling you, he's more Michael Jackson-y than anything. He's a freak's freak. In real life.
I had no idea.
So you can't take anything he says on social media or whatever seriously. You just got to think, I'm going to enjoy my 6 Super Bowls and all those DVDs that I have that I watch over and over again and pretend this isn't a real person. So no one should be mad about this. That's my Brady take.
I don't think you realize we're not.
Right. But
Robert Kraft is.
I think that story's fake.
I think it's fake, too.
And Belichick wrote something yesterday that was very nice and called Brady the best player in NFL history. Like, it's all drama, soap opera, scripted.
But that wasn't real either. He did that just to deflect from the Giants thing.
This is ridiculous.
Wait. Did anyone see the little video that Gronk made for his Instagram?
With the Queen song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
That was great, wasn't it? Come on.
That was the best one.
I watched that like 50 times.
Edelman did one too, done too. I've had the time of my life from Dirty Dancing. That's a really nice one too.
I'll look that up.
I've watched
50. Which is a copy of the Eli Manning OBJ.
I don't know anything about the Giants.
I don't do football.
So. I've watched 50 different Brady montages, like, over and over.
They're
and
all
again.
Great.
It's been a wonderful week of them. Number three, it's Dumb Criminals Week, and I'm going to tell you my dumb criminal story. So I was in an alt-rock cover band in the summer of 1994. We were excellent. We were called Spleen. And
did it burst?
I want sound. I want tapes.
I have. There's tapes. There's bootlegs. So this girl
basement
I knew.
Tapes.
This girl I knew decided to have a keg party in a state park. So I was excited to play. You know, we did 3 gigs, and this was a party. I was a senior in high school. I have this great live version of Radiohead's Creep. We were ready to kill it.
You hit the high note?
No, there was a girl in the band, and she did the high note. I just did the I'm a creep part. Listen, it doesn't matter.
Perfect.
We were excellent. So we set up all our gear. We're ready to go. But remember, we're in a state park, and we're kids with kegs. Like, this is a mistake. We hit that first note of, I don't know, Somebody to Shove by Soul Asylum, and it's like, flying in from everywhere. Kids run through the woods. Kids climb up the trees. But we have all our equipment. So we were like Jim Morrison in New Haven. We were like, yeah, it's just us, man. We're just going to get arrested. So that we were the dumb criminals.
You didn't take your microphone and run out into the woods?
No, I sat there with my 4 bandmates, and we were like, yeah, we didn't organize this, sir. That she ran into the woods. You have to go find her. So they let us go. And then we broke up. And we've never reunited. It's sad, actually. But I do have tapes. Number 2, Groundhog Day. In 2025, Groundhog Day is on a Sunday. And I've said for years, I'm going to this nonsense. So I didn't listen the other day on Groundhog Day because I was watching the live stream of Groundhog Day from Punxsutawney, which is the most ridiculous thing you'll ever see ever. It is hokey. It's hillbillies. They had this terrible before.
They have nice clothes.
The groundhog is the headliner, right? He goes on at 7:20. But before the groundhog, there was a man playing Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers acoustic. It's hysterically bad. You've got to get there at 3 in the morning. You got to dress up as groundhogs or groundhog nonsense. But I'm going. It's one of those things. It's like New Year's Eve Times Square. It's like July 4th in Boston.
I'm not going to this.
It is.
It's not.
Punxsutawney, it's bigger than you think. 10,000 people were there.
I will come with you. I already have a costume. Don't worry.
So we got to leave Saturday afternoon.
Okay, I'm there.
And then you got to wake up at 2 in the morning because we got to get there at 3 a.m.
I'll be up. Okay? Let's do it. Let's
can't be late to the knob,
I'll bring the Imodium, okay? I'll bring the Imodium.
2025.
So I talked to my kids about it. I was like, girls, we got to write this down. And while we're watching it, my youngest daughter goes, are we sure about this? I go, yes! We're going to have the best time.
The knob waits for no one.
And the number one take from this week, so Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations, Jimmy Coblet's thoughts, you know, he loves hippie bands and stupid Chicago and every band I hate. He was kind of right on yesterday about who should get in. But here are the bands that should get in. Beck, Dolly Parton, Rage, Eminem, that's it.
Judas Priest! Yes!
Why yes. Beck?
Dolly?
Dolly Parton is like a superstar. It's surprising she's not in then, already.
And Beck, everybody should be in.
But everybody is sort of in. Like, Dolly Parton is one of the premier country music stars.
Country.
Oh, country, yes.
Yeah, but this is the semantics about this. Like, so we don't let in hip-hop artists because they should have their own hip-hop Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know, if you play an instrument, you should be in. Like, it's fine if you're good.
I don't know. I think that's young music, right? So rock is rebellious.
Right.
Rap is rebellious. It kind of goes along the same lines. Semantics, but country Dolly Parton is not rebellious.
Well, like, Johnny Cash is in. He's country.
Mm.
No? Mm. God, you're all against me on this. Dolly Parton, the one I think everybody would agree on.
No, you're wrong.
I thought you'd be mad about the other one.
It's weird because I like her, but I don't know about this topic right now.
Really?
It's 6 decades of music. I mean, she's just never not been active. She's always been, like, everyone is like, oh, yeah, Dolly Parton. Yeah, of course.
But I know who Dolly Parton is. I mean, Chicago's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's soft.
They were
rock.
Played on rock stations.
But they're not rebellious. They got the horns. All their songs are stupid. It's all like, forget my takes. I'll see you Monday.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.